Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
One of the voices of the Cleveland Browns that you can hear right here on 92.3 The Fan this Sunday when the Browns travel to Los Angeles. Hi, Deke. How are you?
Doing fine. You guys? You
good.
Had a good Thanksgiving?
We did. How about you?
Good.
Everything's good. All right.
Okay, we'll see you.
All right. Thanks for calling. It was great talking to you. Be a hero. Be a real hero. Deke, listen, Josh Gordon's back. What kind of expectations should we have for this weekend?
Well, I think, you know, obviously, you know, he'll have an impact to some extent because of what he can do in the passing game. But, you know, having been away as long as he has, I think to have high expectations in the first game, you know, you don't want to put too much on the plate of what your expectations are because, you know, 2 years without playing football is a long time.
Deke, I don't mean to throw more wood on the fire here, but it seems to me, If you didn't have Josh, the best way to beat Los Angeles, the Chargers here, is to do it in the running game and not give the ball to Phillip Rivers too often.
Against the rush on the year, the defense of the Chargers. And the thing is, you don't want to get behind the chains on that defense because of the two defensive ends they have, Bosa and Ingram. I mean, I think they're like third or fourth in the league in sacks, and they can really, you know, get after the quarterback. So, yeah, if you can control the game through the ground and shorten it to some extent and keep the ball out of Rivers' hands, that would have to be part of your game plan going in for sure.
Deke, what's the hardest part for Gordon this week? You think about going 3 years without taking a real hit. You know, there's the talk that he hasn't played a game sober before. There's a lot of issues going on here. I'm just wondering, what do you think the hardest part about trying to get back to normal for him is going to be? And it's a new normal, too.
Well, I think, you know, the thing about it, he has, you know, immense talents if it's all, you know, in the right direction. And I think, you know, as far as the toughest thing, I just think is going to be the speed of the game. Is, you know, all of a sudden you practice at one speed and you haven't played in a real game speed. You know, that's to some extent going to be a little bit different. And, you know, where he might be running routes in practice where you're going half speed and all of a sudden you're open. Now when you've got, you know, a couple of good defensive backs on the other side, I don't know if Hayward's going to play for him. But if he does, I mean, he led the league in interceptions last year. So, you know, you've got that the matchups now and all of a sudden you'd really like to see is if Gordon is not the main receiver, how does he run his routes then? Because that's going to be the key, you know, because, you know, if you're the primary receiver, you're going to work to get open. But if you're the guy maybe clearing out or something like that and you don't, you know, run at the full speed, you know, then you're not helping the team.
How much more pressure does DeShone Kizer have on him now? Because he has been making his progressions a little bit better. But now, whether Gordon is first or second, it seems to me he may be looking for him more than he should.
Well, yeah, I mean, we saw that with Brian Hoyer. And I think, you know, the other part of the equation is, you know, the two tackles have to be able to hold up in pass protection against the two defensive ends, Bosa and Ingram. Because, you know, with the way they get after the quarterback, you know, you might have to, you know, you're not going to be running a lot of deep routes. You're going to be running intermediate or, you know, short routes, just trying to get the ball in Coleman and Gordon's hands and let them get yards after the catch. That's a bigger concern than Gordon right now is how are you going to block up those two defensive ends?
Deke, as I was saying yesterday, look, and give me your take on the offensive line right now, and then I'll go to my next question. But how would you say the offensive line is playing right now?
Well, I think they're struggling a little bit. I think, you know, the fact that, you know, when you had Joe Thomas there, you know, you could always help out on the other side. And now you've got, you know, Sean Coleman is going to, you know, get the best shot of Bosa and Ingram, and the same could be said for Durango. And I think, you know, Spencer's first game, they gave him, you know, a bit of help, but he did a great job. So the next game they didn't give him as much help, and then there was a little bit of a struggle. And then, you know, last week, you know, he was playing against a couple good defensive ends, and the offensive lines, you know, really struggled. So, I mean, it's kind of a domino effect. When you lose that anchor tackle that, you know, you can slide your protection away from and, you know, help out on the other side, now all of a sudden, you know, you're trying to put your thumb in the dike on both sides of the offensive line.
All right, so that said, like Jeff and I were discussing, you know, kind of where the offensive line is and, you know, maybe a little less than solid would be a good way to maybe describe it.
Yeah, I mean, it's an offensive line now that you're going to have to compensate. And when I say compensate is, you know, leave a tight end maybe in the slow block and help out, or a running back to chip, make sure that nobody gets a free run at the quarterback. And so what happens then is all of a sudden you're kind of eliminating one of your pass options, because you're instead of getting four or five receivers out, you might only be getting three or receivers out if you go with two tight ends and, you know, get a firm protection.
Well, I was just going to say, but looking at it, is it a – I know it's kind of a heavy leap because you're adding one player in Josh Gordon, but suddenly the wide receivers look better to me. Like Corey Coleman won't have as much pressure if the other teams have to scheme against Gordon. You can expect Kenny Britt to be a number three receiver. If you feel like the offensive line is solid, the running backs are okay, and you're hoping for good DeShone Kizer for a young kid who's 21 years old, I kind of feel like the expectations of saying we don't have anything on offense – kind of go away a little bit. I'm not saying that I'm expecting them to go out and win every game, but I do feel like just by adding one wide receiver that you can kind of push the expectation a little bit more to see a more fluid offense. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think, you know, not just one wide receiver, but an impact wide receiver, a guy that can, you know, hurt you. You know, we had a couple back-to-back 200-yard games back when he was playing the last time. So you know the potential is there. And then all of a sudden, you know, if they try to roll the coverage towards his direction, that should make it easier for Coleman. And, you know, not a lot of teams have, you know, those two cornerbacks that can do it. San Diego obviously has, you know, one in Hayward, but Vernette, the other cornerback, has been hurt, and he's out for the game. So he's on IR. So now all of a sudden, you know, that kind of exposes a weakness in their defense, and that's what you try to attack.
Hey, Deke, most of us novice watchers of the game watch the quarterback and wide receivers and all. Are you able to, in your job as an analyst, are you able to see all 11, all 22 guys, or what? Or do you focus in on your old position? How do you watch it?
Just like in high school, I'm copying and cheating. I look at the monitor, too. And, you know, that's a big tool because, you know, you get a chance to see the play. And then all of a sudden, once the, you know, play goes through, then you want to double check your facts on the monitor, and, you know, that helps out. But no, I'm not, you know, for me to watch all 11 and see somebody open on one side of the field when the ball is going the other side of the field, I don't think I see it like a quarterback. I probably see it, you know, up front a little bit more of, you know, how the protection's holding up.
Deke, what do you think about the fact they're playing in a stadium that holds 30,000 this week? I think that it's intriguing because you wonder what the future of this game is. And TV, as you just said, has made it so easy to watch the game in your living room. I wonder how this 30,000 seat, I don't want to say it's a model because we know they're moving out of there, but I wonder what they're going to end up taking from this experience with the Chargers and sprinkling it out throughout the league in the future.
You know, with 30,000, I don't think that their attendance has, you know, been maxed out there. That's for sure. I think they're getting crowds in the 20,000, which means you got 10,000 empty seats. But, you know, it still comes down to, you know, winning. And if you're, you know, especially in the LA market, if you win, they're going to love you there. If you lose, you're just another sports team. And, you know, there's a lot of competition in the, you know, LA market in regards to basketball, baseball, and the dollars and where you're going to spend them all. So, you know, it's kind of, you know, important that the Chargers, you know, have a good season, much like the Rams. The Rams have all of a sudden, you know, heated it up, and, you know, now all of a sudden people are saying, you know, geez, you know, we got the Rams. They're a winning football team. Well, now they're in direct competition with the Chargers.
Yeah, and the Chargers, remember what happened last year against the Browns. Hey, Deke, when you hear Hugh Jackson almost giddy when you're talking about Josh Gordon, is that coach speak to maybe make Los Angeles think that they're going to have him more action than he really will get, or is this legitimate giddiness on Hugh's part?
I think he's obviously enchanted with the fact that he's going to have a, you know, big time playmaker wide receiver. You know, we've gone through this season, you know, with Coleman being down for a while with the broken hand, and, you know, there's just a bunch of guys out there, and you're trying to generate, you know, offense in different ways. You know, our tight ends, you know, they haven't been real involved in the passing game, much like, you know, a couple years ago when Barnage had the big season and the tight end was a factor. So, you know, you're trying to find playmakers, and that's, you know, one thing that this team has been void of is people that, you know, when they get out in the field, you know, all of a sudden you got to take your defense and say, you know, we've got to take Gordon out of the game, or we got to take Coleman out of the game. And, you know, once you, you know, start trying to get the number one receiver, then you're hoping the number two receiver steps up and it's his day.
Deke, let me just throw a couple college football questions at you with a big weekend coming up here. Can you see a Final Four as a Big Ten guy? Can you see a Final Four without a Big Ten team?
Not really. I mean, especially when you think that the conference was supposed to be strong this year. Obviously, speaking from the Illinois perspective, right, we're not sure about what the playoffs really are.
They have them every year, Deke.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
We haven't found them lately. But, no, I mean, you know, it's going to be interesting. And, you know, these games that are coming up this weekend are going to tell you a lot about it. And it's going to be interesting to see how they value you know, different wins. You know, if it's a quality win, or it's, you know, it's, you know, like Ohio State, they hurt themselves out in Iowa with, you know, against the Hawkeyes. You know, that one hurt them so bad. So now they're trying to overcome that. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
Do you like the way it is right now with this, you know, a group of people picking allegedly the best four teams in college football? Would you rather see a playoff? I'm just...
Well, I the thing is, you know, all of a sudden you're talking, you know, playoffs. You're probably talking more teams than four in the finals,
right?
And to the point that, you know, the college kids, you know, you're asking them to play a lot of football, and you know, then you get into the, you know, the should they, you know, get compensation to some extent, because you're really using them to generate more money. And I think, you know, you've got a question there of, you know. You know, at what point do you sit there and say, you know, hey, we're asking them to play a couple extra games, and you know, they're getting the same education whether they play those two extra games or not.
True. All righty, Deke. Well, any predictions for this Sunday?
Well, I think, you know, it's going to be a tough one, but I think, you know, if they can run the ball, and, you know, Crawl last week, you know, ran it pretty well. A couple weeks ago, he ran it pretty well. So if they can get the running game going and, you know, keep it close, you know, they've got a shot. But, I mean, they're a two-touchdown underdog going out there. And the Chargers are playing pretty good football. I mean, they, you know, Melvin Gordon is a guy that now they can lean on their running game a little bit more. You know, he struggled his rookie year, but then, you know, last year until he got hurt, he was about 3 yards short of 1,000. So, you know, he's a factor for them. And I think, you know, you look at it, they've got some weapons. And, of course, when you got Phillip Rivers, you know, this guy, he can check them with the best of them. And all of a sudden, you know, Keenan Allen has stayed healthy for the first time in a couple of years, and he's a big impact player. So, you know, this is going to be a tough game. I mean, I think they know Chargers can't afford to lose, you know, any more games if they want to get in the playoffs. And, you know, Kansas City is kind of falling back, you know, towards them as the season has gone on.
Deke, safe travels. We always appreciate your time and looking forward to listening to you this Sunday with Jim Donovan. Thanks, Deke.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.